intruder out the window. I had a lot of fun saying that in Prague. Anyway, so where was I? I've completely lost track of where I was. Well, I better get started from describing what software idea patents do. If you look at a word processor, you'll see hundreds of different features. Each of those features is at least one idea. Some features are several ideas combined, which means that each of those features has at least one thing in it and maybe several different things, maybe dozens of different things that might be covered by patents. So how can you possibly develop a word processor when these ideas can be patented? If there are hundreds of features, and there are, that means hundreds or thousands of different things that might be patented by somebody else already that you have to put together to make a word processor with all the features that the users want. How can you possibly do that? You can't. You get into what happens is you try it and people start coming at you saying, with their patents, threatening you. And that's what software idea patents do. Now, you might think that you can find out about all the patents and then figure out how to get around them, how to avoid all these prohibitions. Each patent is a prohibition. So the problem is, first of all, you can't find out what patents will be issued tomorrow or next month or even a year from now, because patent applications are kept secret for quite some time. And as a result, there could be a pending application that will result in a patent issuing 6 months from now or a year from now, and then the program you're developing today will be prohibited. And there is nothing you can do to find that out.